As always, do whatever you need to do to settle into your posture. We're going to do that fairly decisively here. So first, do it your way. Take a couple of minutes here to just kind of iron out the kinks in your seated posture in the way that you like to. And just do a little, see if you can do a little global systems check. How are things going? What's the kind of inertia, the momentum that you're sitting here with that has a chance to peter out in a moment of stillness. Can be in terms of thoughts, in terms of emotions, bodily sensations, or tensions. And we're going to ground. We're going to ground in the ground and whatever's holding you up. Ground in the sensation of contact with your feet or your knees, if they're in touch with the ground, with your buttocks, with whatever it is that has you anchored to the surface of this wonderful planet. Let your attention pool there. Going to kind of extend that sense of contact up into the experience of the body. So it's not just your feet, not just your knees, not just your buttocks. But let's say your likes. your body from the waist down that is being held, being supported, that's in contact. See if you can extend that sense of groundedness of contact all the way up to the top of the torso, the base of the neck, let's say. Your heart is not just floating in space. It's grounded by this contact with the earth. Your arms are not just dangling off of your shoulders. They're hanging from this sense of groundedness. That extends all the way down to those points of contact. Extend it up through the neck and all the way up to the top of the head. Your head is grounded. It is not just floating up here. See if with very open, kind of expansive, receptive awareness of the body. You can feel this whole body as being grounded without too much contrivance, without too much imagination. And we're going to keep that kind of open but grounded awareness of the body. That kind of experience at the same time, this almost contradictory sensation that the body is kind of like transparent, we could say, to the breath. The breath moves through. And I'm just going to use a word on the in and the out breath. I'm going to use the word moving on the in breath. I'm going to use the word through on the out breath, moving through. And this shouldn't really have to be a departure from that expansive but grounded experience of the posture here. So the base is this open, receptive awareness of the body being held on this spot, being grounded in a very concrete, perceptible way through the points of contact. But it's not just solidity or opacity or something. The breath is free to move through, moving through. Experience that. Don't constrain how the breath moves. Let it do its own thing. You don't need to do anything. You don't even need to let the breath move through. Just does it on its own. Now go ahead and pick something. Something pleasant. Something. Something with future possibilities. Enjoyable activity you like to do. Something you'd like to see realized. And see if you can get in touch with the feeling tone, the pleasantness. And that kind of motive force, the movement, the Moorishness. Now, this may be a little. Little bit of an exaggeration, but imagine that motive force is kind of like a little wind that's blowing. It's like, Ooh. Now that wind blows in a direction. And rather than getting blown by the wind, we're going to face into it. Here, grounded. Grounded as a whole body in this spot. And let that little wind move through, moving through, same words. Hello, my little Moorishness. Whatever feelings that arise, whatever the feeling tone is, feeling tone doesn't necessarily always have to be pleasant for, future project. Let it just move on through. Move through this field of grounded awareness. Go ahead and settle back into just that movement of the breath. Little palate cleanser here. Let yourself feel that contact with the earth again. Feel that breath moving through. We're going to do the same thing with a noble situation of suffering. Now, the motive force when you get in touch with suffering is almost always lessishness. Let that wind blow on through. The suffering does not go away. Moving through does not mean moving through the suffering. Let's see if you can face into that wind that wants to kind of blow you in another direction. Change the channel. Let the suffering, the implications of the suffering move through this field of grounded awareness. It does it on its own. There's nothing to do about it. It's the beginning of something we could call like uncontrived compassion. That awareness just come back to the field of the body. Feel that breath moving through that field.